This is Walter Cronkite reporting with news and commentary on the CBS Radio Network. President Carter today gave what was promoted as a major foreign policy address, just as his conduct of foreign policy is turning into a major political issue. A look at that issue and Mr. Carter's effort to confront and defuse it after this message.
Colorado, there's a mine that's 2 miles high, that runs through a cavern 2 miles long, and that extends on both sides of the Continental Divide. Hi, I'm Joe Garagiola for Alice Chalmers Corporation. This Colorado mine produces molybdenum, a vital ingredient in today's alloy steels. And Alice Chalmers is there, with crushers, screens, grinding mills, and conveyors. Alice Chalmers mining equipment is found not only on both sides of the Continental Divide, but on every continent. Another way Alice Chalmers technology is helping to meet basic needs for minerals, food, water, and energy.
The world needs more of what Alice Chalmers makes.
Since he took office, many of President Carter's critics and some of his friends have pointed to foreign policy as his weakest link. Apparent confusion and public conflicts within his administration fed that impression for some time. And even his major accomplishments, such as the Panama Canal treaties, have come at the price of increased criticism of his policies as well as his abilities. Last year, a foreign policy accomplishment helped to rescue his plunging image in the polls. That, of course, was the signing of the Camp David Accords between Egypt and Israel. However, the hope of Camp David soon sputtered and all but went out. The public's newfound confidence in Mr. Carter's abilities doesn't seem to have lasted much longer. Almost as though it were time to counter that disappointment in the Middle East, came the announcement of normalization of relations with China. But the price of that breakthrough, the severance of ties with Taiwan, created more negative reverberations than the administration had expected. Not only has it been attacked by the Republicans, it also has been questioned sharply by members of the president's own party, even by liberals such as Senator Frank Church. At the same time, the administration's most important foreign policy effort, the completion and ratification of the Second Strategic Arms Limitation Treaty with the Russians, that effort faces serious opposition in the Senate. And its prospects have not been helped by a feeling that America is a kind of helpless giant, kicked around and insulted at will. That emotion was fed by the murder of an ambassador in Afghanistan, the attack on an embassy in Iran, and even by some blunt words from the president of Mexico to the president of the United States. And of course, paralleling these other developments has been the situation in Iran, a country crucial to American interests, and yet the scene of a disastrous intelligence failure and a major blow to American prestige. Against such a backdrop, it's understandable that Mr. Carter's remarks at the Georgia Institute of Technology today were marked by efforts both to clarify and to defend. On the subject of Iran, he was downright defensive. He noted that the United States could not control events in other countries. Alluding to Washington's continued support of the Shah, he said the United States sought to encourage internal change and modernization in Iran without inciting internal conflicts. The president said the United States would not intervene in Iran, and he put the Soviets on notice not to do so either. But he was unclear about what the United States might do if the Russians did meddle. It would, he said, have serious consequences and would affect our broader relationships with them. On the other hand, later in his speech, he made it clear that the SALT Treaty would not be hostage to Soviet good behavior in competition with America. It may be that some more clarification is due on this point. Mr. Carter announced no new policies in today's speech. He did, however, try to explain existing policies in the light of a rash of unsettling recent events, and perhaps to explain away some apparent policy failures. Incidentally, it's interesting to note, though we have no ready explanation for it, that in this major foreign policy review, the president had nothing to say on human rights, an issue he has made a cornerstone of that policy. This is Walter Cronkite reporting for CBS News.